Country Club FM. Here we go. It's the Monday edition of the Bob Almanac. Neil, in your absence, we had Pastor Joe, who filled in, did a nice job. I think you actually heard parts of that.
Did you not?
Big thumbs up for Pastor Joe. He brings kind of a new level of morality, I think,
right,
to the Bob Almanac. And every now and then we need that. We need a shot of morality on
the
show.
Say, certainly couldn't hurt.
Because you are normally the moral compass of the of the Bob Almanac.
Right.
But then I'm sure you behaved yourself up at Moondance. You did probably nothing to hurt your reputation as being high on the moral compass.
Always on the
your compass
straight
always
and narrow.
Points north, right?
Yeah.
Your compass always points north. So here we go. Today's Bob Almanac, Monday, June 24th, 175th day of the year, 190 left to go. 1509, you know, Neil, because they wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam, England crowned Henry VIII as their new king. They wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No.
So Henry VIII, the eighth Henry, he is and he am, 1509.
And a great reason for Herman Hermits to have a hit song.
Wouldn't have had that hit song without Henry VIII. 1869, Mary Ellen Mammy Pleasant. Mammy officially became the voodoo queen of San Francisco. You know, those were great days when every city had a voodoo queen.
Yeah.
We need more of that now. I think we'd be better off.
As a society.
As a society, as a community, if every city had their very own voodoo queen. Just think of all that she'd be able to do.
Right. Marie Laveau, wasn't she?
Kind of like New Orleans. Yeah, she was the voodoo queen of New Orleans. 1922, this is the birth of the National Football League. As the American Professional Football Association, the APFA, changed its name to National Football League. I like NFL a lot better than APFA.
I do too.
APFA would not have worked.
I think they made the right play.
So that was this day, 1922. How about in 47?
I noticed, to the left of me, a chain which looked to me like the tail of a Chinese kite, kind of weaving and going at a terrific speed across the face of Mount Rainier.
That is the real voice of Kenneth Arnold, who became the first person ever to report seeing a flying saucer or an unidentified flying object that was believed to be from outer space.
Right.
Over Washington's Mount Rainier. This was a week or two before the whole Roswell incident, too.
Wow.
Taking place at Mount Rainier. So,
right, huh? Ironic.
Yeah, 1947. 87.
He called himself the Great One, and fans agreed. Jackie Gleason died of cancer last night at his Florida home. Cynthia Turnquist looks at the man who made the phrase, "How sweet it is," an American classic.
One of these days. Pow! Right in the kiss.
Oh, he was one of the greats. You always say one of the greats. He was the great one.
Oh, my goodness.
Jackie Gleason on the Honeymooners, of course. And he passed away on this date. He was 71. He was great in Smokey and the Bandit as well as Buford T. Justice, right?
Oh, yes. So good.
He was 71. It was good to see a heavy set fella have success, too.
We were talking about his show for some reason up north, and, you know, the way he used to come out and always he was wiping down the bar, and then, he'd, you know, somebody would come in through the back door there.
How sweet it is.
Yeah,
so he passed away in 1987, 1992, in the news.
The crime boss, John Gotti, has been sentenced to life in prison with no parole. Gotti was said to be the most powerful crime figure in America. He was certainly the most visible and the most flamboyant. And he used to have a reputation for being untouchable.
That was John Gotti. Yeah, they called him the Teflon Don because everything bounced off of him. Up until this date, though, in 92, he was sentenced. And he would die in that prison.
Yep.
A few years later. 2005, it was a little weird between Matt Lauer and Tom Cruise on this date.
It's very impressive to listen to you because clearly you've done the homework and you know the subject. And you should.
And
you should do that also because just knowing people who are on Ritalin isn't enough. You should be a little bit more responsible in knowing.
I'm not prescribing Ritalin, Tom, and I'm not asking anyone else to do it.
You're saying
some people who seem to have been helped by it.
You know, when I tune into a Tom Cruise interview, I want to hear him reminiscing about Top Gun and having the need for speed and about doing the stunts and Mission Impossible. Mm-hmm. I don't want him talking about politics and other things. But it just happened that happened on this date. I don't know if Matt Lauer went that direction or if that's what they were scheduled to talk about. But it got really weird.
It was about Scientology, too,
Scientology,
right?
Yeah. Yes. He's a Scientologist. And then they got into antidepressants and psychiatry, and he called Matt Lauer glib on the Today Show. I'm sure it was one of the career highlights for Matt Lauer.
I would think so.
That was in 05. 5 years later. Nice music. We're talking tennis on this date. 2010, 9 years ago, the longest match ever in Wimbledon history. Yeah. 70-68 tiebreak in that fifth and deciding set on this date at Wimbledon. The longest match in tennis history, not just Wimbledon history.
Sometimes it's tough to win by two.
I know. I would think that they would have rethought winning by two after that. Rethink that whole winning, have to win by two thing.
Right.
John Isner, who's an American, defeated Nicolas Mahut from France. It took 11 hours and 15 minutes to play. It took 3 days to complete this match. Huh. You know, they don't have lights.
That's a long time.
So that was 2010. Birthdays now. That's a pretty famous guitar riff, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The Yardbirds. And Jeff Beck, he's the one on that guitar. Jeff Beck is 75. The Yardbirds at one time, although Jeff Beck wasn't in there at the same time as Eric Clapton because he replaced Eric Clapton, but they had Clapton, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Page.
Three of the best ever to, grab a guitar and do it.
Mick Fleetwood is 72. Jeff Beck, 75. Mick Fleetwood, 72. Can't play any Fleetwood Mac music, though. Copyright issues with that. Mm-hmm. Copyright red tape.
Kerfuffle.
And, yes, Mick Fleetwood, 72. Peter Weller.
Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
He was RoboCop. Oh, Peter Weller, yes. 72. He was on 24. He was, along with Khan, the bad guy in Star Trek Into Darkness, but we hated Peter Weller's character more than we hated Khan, played by Benedict Cumberbatch. So Peter Weller, 72, and this is the third straight day that we have two people that co-starred in significant roles in significant TV shows or movies that share the same birthday.
Murphy, it's you. You really don't remember me, do you?
Excuse me.
She was Officer Lewis, RoboCop's partner. Also a birthday. The actress Nancy Allen is 69.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So on Thursday, we had Danny Aiello and Olympia Dukakis. They were both in Moonstruck. Friday, we had Meredith Baxter, no longer Bernie, and Michael Gross from Family Ties. Mm-hmm. Exact same birthday, same year and all. Wow. And now here today, you've got two from RoboCop.
Peter Weller, Nancy Allen.
It's like having the stars aligned, Neil.
Yeah, it is.
All right. If I would have had a sister, I only have brothers, but if I would have had a sister, I would have loved to have had a sister like a Dee from What's Happening.
Now, please bear with me and just do as you're told.
Yeah, Roger, just do as you are told.
Shut up before I beat you behind.
Now, be quiet, Roger.
Yeah, be quiet, Roger.
Shut up before I beat you behind.
She was Dee from, she was good and funny and sassy.
Very.
From What's Happening, Danielle Spencer. He is 54 today. Let's get some 1980s light rock.
I'm just gonna change my love for you. You wanna know my now, how much.
Nothing makes my day more than playing a little 80s light rock.
You might love
even
it.
Call this yacht rock.
I've never asked for more than you.
Glenn Medeiros is 49 today. I think that was his biggest hit. Mindy Kaling is 40.
I manage my department, and I've been doing that for several years now. And, God, I've learned a lot of life lessons along the way.
Your department's just you, right?
Yes, Jim, but I am not easy to manage.
Mindy Kaling from The Office.
That's pretty good.
She also had her own show called The Mindy Project, which was enjoyable watch. Mindy Kaling is 40 today. And Monet Davis.
The Little League?
Yeah, the Little League pitcher.
And they have a 4-0 lead.
Oh, I missed out on my... I had it all queued up when she got the final out of in the Little League World Series. She became the first girl ever to throw a shutout and perform like she did in the Little League World Series. It was unbelievable what she did.
She could bring the heat.
Yeah, she really could. I don't know. I had it queued up, and then I clicked on something wrong. And that's unfortunate. That's untimely.
Is.
And that happens like once a month. So our percentage on that is actually pretty good here in the Almanac.
I would say very
the misfires solid. Of the audio. Monet Davis is 18.
Gone,
today.
But not forgotten, Jim. Film executive Roy O. Disney. Now, along with his big brother Walt, they co-founded the Disney Empire, and they made a lot of dough.
You don't hear much about Roy, though.
No, he was a behind-the-scenes guy. Walt was front and center. Roy, born on this day, 1893. The Manassas Mauler was Jack Dempsey, the former world heavyweight boxing champion, and he was born on this day, 1895. Remember Al from Happy Days? Al Molinaro.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about Rosa Coletti?
Oh, yes, many times.
He did.
Al Del Vecchio.
And he had the schnoz to prove it.
Murray the Cop from Mod Couple.
Yes.
My favorite one. One time is he opened the door and there was like the little peephole there, and there is Murray's nose in the door. And I can't remember if it was Felix or Oscar that answered the door, but it was fantastic.
Pretty good. Al Molinaro, born on this day. 1919. Former golf great Billy Casper was born on this day, 1931. I think he won in like 1983. Gosh, I'd have to double check. I don't know if he won. I remember seeing him there, and I followed him for a few holes in 83 at the Senior Open. That was early Hazeltine before they redid everything. Anyway, 1931. And that's it. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Thank you for your time, Neil. Great to have you back. Now, you're going to be leaving us again early this week, right? You got another of those outdoor meals.
Later this week. It is fest season, so Lake Sham later.
When's Shrimp
BIR. Fest? Shrimp Fest is, that's a September festival.
Okay, all right. So I got some time to wait for that. Mm-hmm. But you've got your Lake Sham coming up, so we will cherish you while we can.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 days here this week before you head out.
I do respect that.
Would you like to start your long, uninterrupted stretch of music and kicking off a no-repeat workday with Brooks and Dunn, Put a Girl in It, mm-hmm. Pam Tilla, Shake the Sugar Tree, or Faith Hill, Wild One? 3 seconds.
Faith Hill, Wild One.
Faith Hill, next, Bob FM. I'll be in for the All Request Lunch Hour. We'll chat then.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul. Bob FM.